Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Thinking about switching to LED bulbs? There's never been a better time, because this Friday through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select Fight LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores October 16th through the 18th. See store for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Bank through 12/31/15.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Score Update Studio. I'm Nick Schapkowski. Just over an hour until first pitch on the north side of Chicago. Cubs and Cardinals at Wrigley. Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series. Joe Maddon looks at things this time of year and can't find enough information.
It comes down to pinch hitting. It comes down to bullpen utilization, even to the point strategy, which you may attempt during a game. But it's more comfortable to me to at least have at least some experience working against somebody. Just like when you face a new pitcher, like Garcia the other day, I'd never seen him. So I was just trying to gather as much information as I could and really relying on what people were telling me at that point, because there was no eyeball test. I like the eyeball test combined with data information, and then I feel a lot better.
Jake Arrieta on the mound tonight for the Cubs. Walker pitches for St. Louis. 5:07 first pitch. Here's how the Cubs will line up. Dexter Fowler, Jorge Soler, Chris Bryant batting 1-3. Anthony Rizzo batting cleanup. Starlin Castro playing second base, batting fifth. Kyle Schwarber will be in left field tonight, bats sixth. Then it's Miguel Montero's catching. Addison Russell playing shortstop, batting eighth, and Jake Arrieta hitting ninth. Game 4 starter announced as well for the Cubs today. It will be Jason Hamill. That's according to Joe Maddon, unless something unforeseen happens that forces Hamill into the game tonight. Check out the Spiegel and Goff show as well, spiegelandgoff.com. You can find the interview with Jed Hoyer, who was on with the fellas this afternoon. Bears news today at Halas Hall. They beat Kansas City yesterday, but some bad news today as Jaquizz Rodgers heads to the injured reserve list with a broken elbow. They signed former Falcon running back Anton Smith to help fill that void. And earlier today, the Houston Astros sure as heck looked like they were headed to the ALCS, leading 6-2 in the eighth inning of play. But Kansas City unloads for 5 runs in the eighth inning. They just added another 2-run homer as they bat in the top of the ninth, 9-6. Kansas City on top of that one. If the Royals hang on, game 5 in this series, it would be decided on Wednesday in KC. And it's sure looking like we might get a second game 5 as well, as the Texas Rangers trying to eliminate Toronto today, not going so well for Texas as they trail the Toronto Blue Jays 7-0. Dodgers in New York tonight for Game 3 against the Mets. Chase Utley's appeal will not be heard today, which means he's available to play. And Monday Night Football tonight, San Diego takes on the Steelers. Catch that game right here on The Score. Some breaking news here on The Score as well. Steve Sarkisian fired this afternoon by USC. Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports reporting a source of his says USC and Pat Hayden made the move now to fire Sarkisian because they had learned that more bad behavior had occurred and may surface soon. The Scoreboard update brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, and celebrate the Cubs postseason action all day today with The Score at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Zone, located at the corner of Addison and Sheffield at Wrigley Field, presented by Goose Island Beer Company and Goose 4-Star Pills. Here's to what's next. I'm Nick Schapkowski, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the Berman Auto Group.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
The Bears have come back to win it, 18-17.
breaking down yesterday's game.
One of the most important things for a team is to build confidence. But honestly, you need good things to occur to build that confidence. I think, obviously, it's encouraging, but we recognize there's still a lot of work to be done.
3:47, clock is running here in the fourth quarter of this game in Kansas City, 17-6. Chiefs the lead.
You know, I feed off Jay. Jay came down balling. I mean, especially that last 2 minutes, 2 weeks in a row, he was clutch.
Cutler throws, going deep into the left corner of the end zone. He's caught! Marquise Wilson in double coverage, left side of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Great throw, great catch, and the Bears come up big.
Great guy, great leader. The type of guy that never gives up. He's that kind of guy that's going to make us fight.
Low snap, Cutler, hit, throws into the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Bears! It was a bailout throw to Ben Forte, and the Bears have the lead, 18-17.
The composure of Jay Cutler. Their two best players come through on the biggest play of the game.
Jay Cutler.
Well, I think what you see is people work really, really hard, and when you don't get rewarded for it, or you don't win, which is kind of the reward, I guess kind of the, what came first, the chicken or the egg. And but
taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys. Let's go Bears.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
What happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
Jay Cutler, who had an outstanding game last week. Boy, he came back in a hurry from a torn hamstring.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670. A lot of that provided, the song provided by WBBM News Radio 780, our fine sister station at 105.9. You heard John Fox in there, you heard Kyle Long in there. And I'm missing somebody there, a couple other people. Who the hell was in there?
Violent.
Violent, my guy, Pernell McPhee. He's violent, yeah, and he is violent.
These southern strains of Pernell McPhee, boy. Yeah, he's got that real sort of low country sound. We won't get this ball back. That was the Kyle Long impersonation of Pernell McPhee. We're going to get the ball back.
Anyway, we've been talking with you about it at 312-644-6767.
Where is he from? Central Florida, right? Is he from some like deeply impoverished area of Central Florida? I remember reading a story about Pernell McPhee. They called, because of where he was from, they referred to it as the muck. Because the soil is like so dark and
the
wet
muck.
And swampy, that's like the locals' nickname for where they live. And it's just deep poverty, and everybody there is miserable. And it was all he could do to get out of there. And they referred to it when you can't get out, they call it being trapped in the muck.
I guess I didn't read that. I did not see that story.
It was about his from whence he came, and it's quite the thing. He really is a character. He is.
Yeah, I'm telling, and you know what? He is exactly the guy the Bears needed, because they didn't have any of that. They didn't have any. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be a crazy person. Kyle Long will take care of the offensive part of his screaming. He'll take care of that. But I mean, I didn't feel like anybody in that defense from last couple of years really believed anything, and there was no reason to.
Well, you're also being guided by a moron. Let's say what you want about Mel Tucker. He had no control, no understanding, no awareness. I mean,
other than that, how do you do
it? All he did was spout cliches when you talked to him. He never really seemed to have an understanding of what an opponent was trying to do, nor did he ever have a defense react as if it cared.
No, and I can't, and that, you know, they were so bad sometimes you didn't know what the hell was going on. But yeah, you've taken a lot of the same personnel, not all, but a lot of the same guys are still here, and some of them are hurt, and you're just getting back gradually. But it's a whole different look, a whole different thing. You've got rid of some dead weight in Jared Allen. I mean, you did what you had to do. You made the right moves. And again, does that make them great? No, far from it.
Well, we make a lot of in-game adjustments, and people always talk about it. But this year, there have been things that have been obvious to the naked eye in games that you can see when they start doing things differently. You saw it on offense yesterday.
No question.
And you can actually watch it. I think it's very satisfying for Bears fans to not have some of the gobbledygook of, oh, we have to look at the film, or we have to clean things up, and we have to work on this, work on that. That you're watching in real time right in front of you. You can see the stuff going on.
Yep. I mean, the Bears do. I mean, they do a really good job. And you knew that. You knew they had two terrific coordinators and then kind of a bumbling fool in leading it. But, I mean, it's the fact is, if you've got two guys, you've got a guy running your defense, you've got a guy running your offense, your life's a hell of a lot easier. Your life's a hell of a lot easier if you're John Fox. Because whatever he has to do, whatever he has to see in practice, whatever he has to make decisions on, the fact is, it makes such a difference when your guys are that competent running your offense and defense. And the Bears, and I'll say this for Dr. Death, he didn't really have that luxury. And he wouldn't have known if he had it anyway. Mel Tucker, seriously? Look what this defense looks like. Even though, again, not great, still some questions, but at least you know they're making adjustments, they're well coached, they're not as dumb as they used to be, and the personnel still isn't great. They got a lot of pieces that don't quite fit. You know, I mean, but they still, despite all that, are 2-3 in a league where 2-3 keeps you alive.
That stuff about Steve Sarkisian being fired because there's more to come.
More secrets, uh-oh. That says, uh-oh.
If being drunk at work more than
yeah,
once...
Being drunk at work... Well, wait a minute. The real trouble... There's more to that.
Showing up snookered.
Like drinking in his office and all that. If that's not enough, and there's... Is it more bad behavior? There's stuff out in public that bothered them when he would get some of these alumni or booster functions, and he'd get a few in him, and he'd start swearing at everybody. But this is... You wonder what's coming now.
I don't... There's several forms of bad behavior, as we know, but when you're that guy, I have no... You know, all I know is that think of all the times he was drunk at school things, at games, at practices, whatever, all the other places he was drunk at, and now they found something that really, really was going to be a bad look, so they had to fire him.
Finally, something that's too much.
Holy
this,
crap, right. What would be too much? What would be too much for this guy? I mean, it's hard to believe that you didn't know that as a guy who made that hire. See, if I'm firing anybody, I'm firing Pat Hayden. I don't care if he's got his USC roots 8 feet deep. He's fired. I've had enough of his act,
now,
too.
He didn't hire Kiffin, right? He inherited Kiffin.
He inherited Kiffin, I think. No, Pat Hayden's been there a while, has he not?
I don't think he hired Kiffin. I think he fired him, but I don't think he hired him. Because I thought he inherited him. I could be wrong on that, however. Now, we were looking at the Cubs lineup for tonight, seeing that Jorge Soler is in there and playing right field, and I think he's got to be. But
yeah,
there are some who are anticipating that because of the confluence of certain conditions tonight, you're going to have a brisk wind blowing out, or mostly out. At the moment, 15 miles an hour. Forecast call for it to turn a little more westerly and increase in velocity, actually, that a fly ball pitcher in Michael Wacha and a chance for a statistical regression for Anthony Rizzo and or Chris Bryant.
How about a hit for either one of them?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
how about a hit? It could be an increased likelihood that something's bound to happen better for them going badly.
It could. I mean, it definitely could. It could also mean, though, that, you know, this whole thing, like, we've already turned the page on this game. We're on the game four.
I know that's bothering you.
Yeah, it is. It does. Because there's no way in these games, if it's that easy, then we should all just jump on it. Maybe people have, but it's not that easy. I don't care if you've been great or not. It's not that easy. And I'm not taking away he's been great. He's been the best I've ever seen for a long damn time. But this is not, I just don't think it's the time to turn the page. Yeah, we'll just get on the game four. We'll be up 2-1 and close it out here.
Just saw this post at profootballtalk.com. It's from Michael David Smith. He says, USC has fired head coach Steve Sarkisian, opening up one of the most attractive jobs in college football, a job that may draw interest from NFL coaches, including Chip Kelly. So speculation will immediately turn to Philadelphia, where Kelly is known as a coach that USC brass would love to have. Despite a big win for the Eagles yesterday, it's an open question whether Kelly has what it takes to succeed in the NFL. There's no question he has what it takes to succeed in college. If he has any interest in going back to school, USC and Kelly would be a great fit.
It's interesting. I guess if that's what he wants to do. I know that he feels like the Eagles are not listening.
No, they're not.
He's kind of, and you know what? He also shouldn't be running them personnel-wise either. You created this monster, and now you can't stop it. And maybe he'll stop himself and leave.
I've had a lot of calls from the South Side today. Here's another one. It's Shoelaces on the score.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, talk about USC. You know, USC had a coach
who they wouldn't consider after he went 8-C with during the season. I want to know what the I want to know what Pat Hayden will think about that now.
I couldn't understand.
Who, I didn't hear who you said.
Okay, the coach for USC that we love. He took over when the team was 1-3, and he won.
I can't hear a word you say.
I'm really struggling with this. It's the ambient noise here and probably a bad phone line, Shoelace. I apologize. I didn't get enough of that to
I didn't either.
Comment.
Unless somebody could help me. I did not catch it.
It is extremely loud here, and Dominic is doing his best to process the sound as best he can, but sometimes some of the levels make it difficult. Not your fault.
And the Royals have sent it back to a game 5.
Wow. That game was bananas.
6-2 in the 8th, yeah.
That was crazy. Was it 6-2?
6-2 in the 8th.
And they lose it 9-6.
9-6. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's really bad.
An email from Rudy. It's his time. We're after 4 o'clock, which means he starts emailing.
Here
the
he is.
Bernstein
yep.
Show. He says, I will state the obvious. My biggest fear is that the mystery Cubs guest is Steve Bartman and that it's Crane Kenny's idea. Then Arrieta gets shelled. The Cubs lose. I get drunk. I slip and fall. I break my neck. And I find out that hell is reading the column that Rick Tender will write about it for the rest of eternity.
Oh, he wrote the rest of his life. Yeah. You know, so here's something else, by the way. They invited Bartman. He wouldn't come. He's not interested in doing it. So I don't think I X him off. They invited him into something he said he was not interested in. So it won't be him.
Yeah, I'm just not sure who's worth it. Who's really
yeah,
worth it.
I'm not either. I mean
we've
like,
seen
you
every...
You need more excitement than you have already?
And it's been every former player. There's no great reconciliation, that a burying of a hatchet that anybody's been waiting for, unless it's somebody dead who's actually alive, or it's Elvis or something. I mean, I don't know who would really be worth...
Move the meter for
making
you.
Making a secret out of it.
It might have looked until we intended to try the ball throw in there.
It's oh, not Tony La Russa.
I wouldn't think that in this situation, with a guy who's been the best pitcher in the game for the last half of the season, you need anything else, right? Do you really need that? I mean, what?
Just,
what for?
Just no Greek priest. And just don't. Please. After we've been praising the Cubs for being so rational, I don't want them to look at this as an opportunity to do something stupid and pandering to a part of their fandom that we've been trying to eradicate.
I think we've done a decent job of it. Although I think many of them have just died on their own. I'm not sure we got them all. But maybe we have done a good job of it. Because I don't hear quite as much stupidity as I used to. I see it written more when I hear it. Because that narrative will never die. That is just, that is, no matter what happens, that's included. That's included. And so far, I would say this, in the Pittsburgh game, or in the first two games of the series, none of this got anything to do with anything. It's not bad luck. It's not, nothing. Nothing. And I don't think it had much to do with those Dodger games or D-back games in 7 and 8 either. As I recall, did it?
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
All day today, The Score will be in the heart of the action, broadcasting live from Wrigley Field for Game 3 of the NLDS at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Zone at the corner of Addison and Sheffield. Brought to you by Goose Island's 4-Star Pills. Now available on Draft on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs playoffs talk. Video streaming on The Score brought to you by Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Pork Be Inspired. Find your next idea at porkbeinspired.com. Let's face it, in the world of big-time college athletics, winning is the strongest deodorant as it covers up a lot of deficiencies. When the winning stops, well, the public outcry begins and the level of tolerance sinks to a level beneath invisible. Enter USC and embattled head coach Steve Sarkisian, given a leave of absence that will ultimately result in his official ousting as head coach of the Trojans. Sark's missteps have been well chronicled, from allegedly passing out drunk on a team plane to allegedly showing up to a special teams meeting unfit to work and also reportedly coaching drunk. It's sad. But what about AD Pat Hayden? Where are the checks and balances with him? If head coaches are judged by the wins, losses, and the way they comport themselves, what about the man in charge of the head coach? Who's judging Pat Hayden? Time for the president to step up and clean up what's been an obvious mess. I'm BT.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Thinking about switching to LED bulbs? There's never been a better time, because this Friday through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select Fite LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores October 16th through the 18th. See store for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting. CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
At each store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Starlin was outstanding regarding how he accepted the new assignment, how he embraced the new role, and how he's made the adjustment to second base, and really how he's picked up his offense while he's done it. So that one particular move right there, probably more than anything we did this year, set us up for this moment. The fact that Addy's played it as well as he has, the way Starlin has embraced the other side of the infield and how well he's done there, and then is the offense coming back.
That's Joe Madden, and that's exactly right, by the way. That's why Starlin Kester remains in a lineup, second base, batting fifth tonight. Good boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, talking to you at 312-644-6767. In Champaign, it's Eric on WSCR.
Hey guys, did anybody mention Michael J. Fox yet? Throwing out the first pitch, fourth inning.
Why would that be?
Back to the Future. Thing has been a big deal this month.
It has.
Just a thought. Oh yeah, with the prediction the Cubs would win the World Series this year and all that, it's been a big deal. That or maybe Bartman will show up somewhere. You never know.
No, I hadn't really. I didn't know it was a big deal. I didn't either. Huh? Our bad. Sorry. We didn't have the Back to the Future. Homer Glenn, this is Brandon. He's on WSCR. This could be closer.
Hey, guys. In regards to the Cubs' mystery guest, did anybody rule out Sammy Sosa maybe coming back finally?
No, that's actually not a bad thought. Because he's coming back at some point, Brandon.
And that would be what I was saying before, that I was trying to find somebody with whom they would be reconciling. That would be...
That'd be a big one, and he's coming back at some point. I don't know if it's tonight.
But is he going to be white? Because we've seen...
That's a great question.
Because remember, because on occasion, Sammy was in the process of becoming a white person.
Yeah, he was. I don't know, but the Cubs, for whatever reason, they look around baseball and they see some of these reconciliations. They like it, and I think they have been... contact with Sammy. So that, Brandon, that actually probably a closer call, I think, than Michael J. Fox.
I think that's worth the secrecy too.
By any meek.
Yeah,
no longer.
I know. And I think that what time has sort of done is it's taken a lot of the anger out about the steroids guys. And however this, if the people who run the Cubs were mad at him, which they were, and others around the team were mad, which they were, and all of that, I think time is a way of kind of ending that. Time has a way of ending that, and they saw the reaction to some of the players. Even A-Rod became a beloved figure in New York this year. Not by the writers or anything, but by the fans.
They How about Kerry Wood?
No,
he's not exactly out of favor.
Although I will say that the stadium that he helped build right near my house, the Kerry Wood Field over by Lane, it's gorgeous. It's really, really nice. And they've done an outstanding job. A little behind schedule because they had some soil issues. They found some things in there where then they initially broke ground and they had to backfill some of it. But it's quite the sports corridor there now. And I think he donated $1 million of his own money. So from his foundation, and it's going to be a terrific facility for youth baseball, and it probably can host the IHSA playoffs. We're going to seat over 1,000 people. There's a little press box in there and everything, and light towers. It's all very cool.
Yeah, Sosa's, I don't think Sosa's a good name.
I would say that would be my clubhouse favorite if I'm sort of making a line on this.
Get the crowd buzzing right away. Here they are. Add a little more buzz to it.
There's got to be some downside still, though. I don't think it's going to be 100%. Yeah. Don't you think some people are still kind of upset, or maybe not? Maybe those people are dead, too.
No, I don't think so. I think that's pretty much over. I think it's okay, and I think that, you know, the Cubs have been trying. The Cubs, I've bided their time and figured out the place and time. They haven't quite figured that out. Maybe they have.
Although, maybe that's something you want to do with a softer launch. And why would you want to do it at all? You got such a good thing going here. I guess if you're marketing, if you're ownership, wouldn't you want it to be about the baseball? Wouldn't you want this team to not have to worry about, especially this fandom that can't wait to find a thing, that can't wait to get stupid over something? Just in general, why do it?
Well, I don't know. All right, then we'll take him off the list. We take him off the list then? We remove Sammy?
No, I don't like the idea of needing a stunt. Your baseball team is really, really good.
I agree. I said before, I don't know what you're doing it for anyway.
Your ace pitcher is going in a critical game, and you want to have some kind of stunt?
It's a stunt.
They had one successfully, too. Is it Willie Young that came around in a classic?
Willie Young gets that first one.
End tackle twist on a line stunt. It worked.
Willie Young. Forgot he was even a Bear. Well, he reeled him in.
You know, I wish it was just enough for the Cubs to say, here, our gimmick is going to be Jake Arrieta, just right up your wazoo.
Well, that's what I would do, but I don't think that's obviously not what they're thinking. They're seizing the moment.
The baseball seizes the moment. It's all you need.
I know.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szumkowski. 37 minutes or so until first pitch at Wrigley Field. Cubs and Cardinals, Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series tonight. Now, if you felt a different buzz around the city the last week or so, you're not alone. Here's Joe Maddon earlier today.
I know our guys are ready to do it. I think the whole city's ready for this, our entire fan base, because it really does extend. I mean, when we go to different cities, it's kind of phenomenal to watch the support that we do receive. So for all those different reasons, man, I'm very excited about this moment, very grateful to be in this situation. But the fan base, the people of Chicago are pretty spectacular, and they do support us well. That's an understatement.
Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Cubs. Michael Wacha pitches for the Cards. 5:07 first pitch. Here's how the Cubs will line up. Dexter Fowler leading off, playing center field. Jorge Soler back in the starting lineup again. He'll be in right. Chris Bryant batting third, playing third. Anthony Rizzo cleanup. Starlin Castro batting fifth. Kyle Schwarber returns to the starting lineup in left field. Miguel Montero catching tonight. Addison Russell batting eighth, playing shortstop. And Jake Arrieta bats ninth as the pitcher. Game 4 starter tonight, as starter announced as well today for the Cubs. That will be Jason Hamill. That's what Joe Maddon said earlier today. That's as long as something unforeseen does not happen tonight and Hamill has to be called upon. You can also check out SpiegelandGolf.com today as well. You can hear an interview with Jed Hoyer that was done with the fellas on the Midday Show. Much, much more Cubs content there also. Bears in the news at Halas Hall today, one day after beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Running back Jacquizz Rodgers headed to the IR with a broken elbow. As a result, the Bears today signed running back Anton Smith, the former Atlanta Falcon. Royals make a comeback and win in Houston today. They scored 5 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th to get by the Astros and now force a Game 5 that will be played Wednesday night in Kansas City. Rangers could eliminate the Blue Jays today, but they've got a lot of work to do. Toronto off to a real fast start in Arlington. They lead Texas 7-1 in the 4th inning. The Blue Jays hold on. Game 5 will also be Wednesday evening. And the Dodgers in New York for Game 3 against the Mets tonight. Chase Utley's appeal will not be heard today, which means he is available to play. USC fires head coach Steve Sarkisian today. Monday Night Football tonight, the Steelers and the San Diego Chargers. Catch that right here on 670 The Score. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cricket Wireless, something to smile about, and celebrate the Cubs postseason action all day today with the Score at the DraftKings Fantasy Sports Zone, located at corner of Addison and Sheffield at Wrigley Field, presented by Goose Island Beer Company and Goose 4-Star Pills. Here's to what's next. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the Home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, I hope Hawk wasn't watching that Kansas City game, because after they'd taken the lead, and then Hosmer hit the two-run homer in the ninth on a pitch, a fastball up around the letters. Even a little higher, got his hands on it. That was not a Kansas City special.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
It wasn't just a soft hit that they practiced to sort of serve it out over the infield?
Yeah, just to frustrate the White Sox.
Yep, that's what they do.
That's what they worry about.
They spent all this time trying to figure out how to make the White Sox unhappy.
Just start the season.
In displays, Jerry is on the score.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm leaving Bruce Sutter. I think that'd be interesting.
Why?
Play for both teams.
Yeah, no, that's Bruce Sutter. I think we've apparently hit the idiot button.
Stop doing that.
I
was it Dominic hit the idiot button?
No, Dominic is fighting the fight.
Yeah, he is.
He's fighting it for the people.
He's able to find an iPhone charger for me, too.
He's fighting for the people.
It's like Corporal Klinger. You need something?
Yes, he is.
You mentioned he's like horse trading outside. He got the guy to stop smoking the cigar. He figured out the audio issues. He's rewired everything like four or five times so far.
It's a Swiss Army knife, that guy.
Yeah,
he'll cut you a million ways.
Ben Zobrist.
Yep.
You're going to make him a mayor of someplace soon, aren't you? Kick Miska out of office. Impeach Miska.
Yeah, but I maybe mark him. Yeah, start him small.
Yeah, start him easy.
Steven
Waukegan, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. As far as the special guest tonight, I'm saying that, you know, leave Sammy out of it. Don't bring him back. He had a bad taste in my mouth. I followed him during the home run chase, and I loved it. But he left on the bad terms, and just leave him out. Don't let him interfere with tonight.
Remember, he left on bad terms because the team pushed him out on bad terms. So remember when they released that video of him leaving early and all that? They made sure of that.
Yes, sir.
True. It's true. He just seemed like a selfish guy to begin with. I'm saying bring Sandberg back as a special guest tonight. That would be a nice little twist. We have the Sandberg game. He's free of any affiliation with any team.
But
right
they
now,
never. So. They There was never any bad blood with Sandberg. No. I don't think that's worth keeping everybody, keeping it all buttoned up in secret and say, oh, here's Ryan Sandberg.
And one way or the other, let me make a promise. One way or the other, whether it's tonight or somewhere down the road, you're going to see Sammy Sosa again in Wrigley Field.
And our guy Nick Shepkowski just put on Twitter, he said, I'm guessing the Cubs mystery guest is a bunch of their living Hall of Famers. Sandberg, Billy Williams, Greg Maddux, Fergie Jenkins, Andre Dawson.
Heck, Wilson.
Not living.
And not a Hall of Famer,
no,
is he?
No, he and Steve Sarkisian would get along quite well, though.
That's just the damnedest story and the dumbest hire.
Yeah, there's speculation that maybe you got a little Larry Eustace thing here with Sark going through a divorce, that if they're saying there's something fireable that they know might get out, it might be romantic dalliances in places where he shouldn't be.
Wound up in the Sark tank?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if he's got the old Eustace party bus going with co-eds, but...
I think that would be on the table.
All right, not ruling it out.
Not ruling it out, no. I mean, because look, what would he have done that's worse than being a drunken boob for years now? What else could have happened that we all of a sudden say, you know what, we're going to fire him. We're not going to fire him. Wait a minute. Yes, we are going to fire him. What else would it be? I mean, bad things go happen.
Well, it could be something in recruiting. It could be something financial. There could be any number of things, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking it hits a little closer to home.
We're going to be joined in just a moment by our buddy John Moon Mullen of Comcast Sportsnet Chicago. He's got Bears thoughts, and I've got Bears questions for him. He's next on the score.
Cubs broadcaster Len Casper on the score is brought to you by Blue Man Group. Buy tickets now at blueman.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $140 mail-in rebate on select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
CBS Monday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Monday, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear. McGarrett's here.
Let's move. 5-0.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin. Scott Kahn. Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
I'm ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Race starts here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pernell McPhee, I mean, I came to the sideline yesterday, and we were down 17-3, and he grabbed me, he looked me in the eyes, he's like, we go get this ball back. He's like, you just get your boys ready. And I was like, you heard the man. I was like, get ready, guys. Stay loose. Pernell's going to get the ball back. And sure enough.
Kyle Long is 443 Chicago Sports Radio, 67 Score. Boris Bernstein. And we get to check in with a buddy of ours, a longtime guy. And we checked with him after the first game of the season. Let's see how things have changed after five games of the season.
And as the music might indicate, it is John Moon Mullen joining us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can read his work at csnchicago.com. What's up, Moon? How you been?
Oh, it's good. Always good to talk with you guys. And you're right. We go back a ways. Go back a little bit. In fact, you know what, Terry? I was remembering the other day.
Yeah.
Remember you and Danny Mac took Fred Mitchell and Steve Rosenblum and me at dinner to say thanks for being on the show a number of times. And
yes.
We all got in trouble for that because I think the editor was mad that we took something. He didn't get invited. But I remember I got a messy memo that I was supposed to tell everybody to stop calling me Moon, that was unprofessional. So I thought.
Well, oh. I remember that.
That was fun.
Yeah. So what?
Yes. You are. I mean, you are the veteran guy, and you are Moon.
All right. Now, this is the question that I have. This is what I'm still trying to figure out, and it came up in conversation a little bit earlier today, and we didn't really get into it deeply. When John Fox opens his mouth, he doesn't ever really say anything. There's nothing particularly charismatic or impressive about him outwardly, yet it's obvious that this team is playing hard, this team is professional, this team is well managed, that everything you want an NFL team to be. What is he doing that we don't see?
You know, I think part of it, honestly, guys, is, and having spent a little bit of time off the podium, you know, say in training camp and whatever, he is actually a very genuine, down-to-earth guy. Which, again, he's 60 years old. He's been through heart surgery. He's about as unpretentious as you can get. I think there's still a whole bit of scratchiness between the media and him, with being called a liar and all that stuff. And yet, if you really want to, grade him on a curve, if he's not Bill Belichick, I mean, he doesn't say much, but what he does say with players. You know, it's a great observation. It's public and private. They love what he has to say. More important, they love what he and Fangio and Adam Gase had to say, because the ultimate gesture of respect from a player is, are you trying to make me better or make me successful? And that is first and foremost. And he's doing it without ramming stuff down everybody's throat. You know, you see Fangio, concocting stuff that is actually meant to make use of guys' skills. So there's a connection with players, I think, far more than he certainly has with the media, and I don't think he really cares about that, the second one of those. But, yeah, I think what you're seeing is my idea of what makes a good coach, and that is the guy who makes the whole greater than the sum of the parts, makes guys think they're good and actually makes them good, and that's what's going on here, I think.
Yeah, he has a history of doing that. It's a great point, because it really doesn't matter what we think of him. It's what the players think of him. And we talked earlier on the show, Moon, about the fact that, yeah, well, hell, they play hard. I mean, and I know they play hard for everybody in themselves, but they do, even when they're down or whatever the situation. I haven't seen them really dog it, and yep. they have played hard, and they continue to, even when the message is getting a little blurry at 0-3, they didn't quit. They didn't, hang their heads and say, oh, screw this. I mean, so whatever he's doing, and I agree about the coordinators, they're terrific, but whatever he's doing, God bless him for doing it, because it doesn't have to be entertaining us. We entertain people. That's our job, isn't it?
Well, the other thing, guys, and I think if you look at some of the personalities that he's brought, that Brian Pace has brought in, the chemistry is right. And you guys, we've all seen what Pernell McPhee is like. I mean, that's a character. He's finally out from under Elvis Dumervil and Terrell Suggs. Ryan Pace's staff saw with a guy like that, or Jarvis Jenkins, sort of unheralded guys. Sam Acho, these are not dim bulbs. And the kind of guys they brought in, I would say, have been upgrades over some of the, let's say, the ones that came in under the previous administration. I don't know that Brandon Marshall would have been acquired by this team. He certainly wasn't kept by this team. But I don't think it's any accident that some of the types of people that have been brought in are meshing the way they are. I think it was part of the selection process.
The improbable outcome yesterday was something that maybe you look at later. Maybe you look at something down the road when you go back and you say, well, when did you really think that John Fox and his coaches knew what they were doing, or when key players bought in, et cetera. But then again, we don't know how many of the players that were out there on that field are going to be part of the team when they're contending.
Right.
But however, I can't say what that win meant. But I guess I'm certain it meant something. I'm not quite sure what. What do you think it meant?
Well, to me, I kind of put this together, looking at, you pull the camera back and see what's been going on, and what is there a context for what's happened. And, you know, one thing that impressed me, well, first of all, in preseason, it wasn't a big secret, but Fox had already started trying to change the culture. He wasn't playing to win. He wasn't playing his veterans so much that in the preseason that anybody was getting hurt. But players and other people have told me he has made winning a priority. He wants to change the culture. So things were starting then. One of the things that impressed me about Jay Cutler in the Green Bay game, if you remember, even after that, the Clay Matthews interception, what happened? Cutler goes back on the field, and they have a 72-yard drive in six plays. They didn't win, but I think that was, I think I even wrote it at the time, there's something going on here. This team last year would have folded. And, you know, you're down by Green Bay, and Cutler probably would have thrown another pick. But I think it was starting early on, and I think, again, some of the guys, like Pernell McDevitt, I think somebody on the, most guys on the team would be afraid to quit with McPhee. He'd come find him. So I think this has been building. You see guys like Ratliff, Kyle, you want to quit on Kyle Long? I don't think that'd be a good idea. And even guys like Grassou that drafted. They've got guys who have a kind of a winning personality. If you expect to win, you're not going to quit. And I think this has been going on, like I said, even that little thing in the Green Bay game, they didn't win the game. Stepping up and going down and scoring. They were within recovering an onside kick and scoring and tying that game up. And I think that's what's carried through even now. So, again, it doesn't mean anything if they turn around and lose to the Lions. But I think it wouldn't have meant anything that they beat the Raiders if they'd gone ahead and lost yesterday. So I think this has been building for a while.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't want to give the impression we're all just overly excited, because really, I mean, they beat two kind of bad teams, and they got another one this week. But even at that, you didn't expect this Bears team to have a chance at the bye week to be 3-3. I didn't. Even me, who thought they could be 8-8. And then they all talk me out of it because they all know they're bad and they're all this. Yeah, and I know they were, but they're not now, Moon. I don't think they're a bad team now.
No, I honestly thought they would be actually pretty good. I had them at 2-3 at this point, although I had them beating Green Bay but losing to Kansas City. So, you know, the overall is about what I thought. I thought this would be, believe it or not, a 10-win team, but that's back when they had Ray McDonald and Kevin White, and a lot more was, I thought a lot more would happen roster-wise. I'm still not ruling that out, because you get on a little bit of a roll, and over Detroit, and they're 3-3. They get Minnesota at home. There's only, I think, other than possibly San Diego if they win tonight, only Green Bay and Denver of the remaining 11 games have winning records. So there is nobody that's going to be, I don't think, unbeatable at a time when this team, to me, is an ascending team. They're not descending. It was so easy to write them off after some of the injuries, but if you think back to when they got Kevin White and before all the McDonald stuff went, there was a starting defensive lineman, and Ratliff was supposed to be there. Again, I didn't think this was a garbage heap to begin with, and I think they certainly don't behave like one anymore.
Did Grassou do enough over the course of the game that you believe that's your center for the rest of the year, and this job that was ultimately going to be his anyway is just his sooner than expected? Or do you think in practice this week there could still be consideration of Patrick Omamez healthy to having the stability and veteran leadership of Slauson at center?
Yeah, again, that is a good question. I think I don't think he was given this job. I think he wasn't even. They weren't even sure going into the week that he was going to hold on to the job. Strategically, he got better as the game went on yesterday, which is an incredibly optimistic sign. If you can get better playing against Tom Terry Poe in Kansas City. If you think back, though, on the types of centers that have been extremely successful in Chicago, Olin Kruse, Jay Hilgenberg. They have not had, they haven't been the Matt Slauson, you know, almost road grader type of centers. So as he begins to get better with the offense, I would be surprised if he's not. I think the long-term solution, he's playing up to his seat as a third-round draft choice. He, again, nothing is guaranteed, but he got over an incredible pump yesterday. And with a guy like Slauson next to him, and Slauson was making the line calls yesterday at certain points, he told me, just helping him out. So he's got an incredible support system. And he was a former teammate of Kyle Long, so this is a lot of guys helping him out, even to the point of the D lineman last week. And, you know, he was asking, Radloff tells me, he said, you know, he'd come and ask me, what's the way I can deal with this, or how can I deal with that? So that tells you this is a kid who didn't get drafted and take his foot off the gas and say he's made it. This is a guy who say, this is the beginning, I want to keep getting better. But again, he's in the physical mold of Hildenberg and Kruse. Now, whether he plays like that, we'll see.
Speaking of getting better, I don't know. And I guess you have to say getting better because it's still a relatively new position to him. But the aforementioned Kyle Long is quite something these days. I'll tell you that when you watch him block. Holy crap.
And listen to him talk, too.
Yeah, listen to him talk. Yeah, that's great. That's great stuff.
Yeah. I think this is it wouldn't stun me if somehow he ends up at left tackle before the season's over. I mean, he's actually more almost like the Willie Rofe mold, a guy who has the athleticism to play left tackle and the badass to play right tackle, meaning he's going to just beat the living crap out of somebody like Justin Houston. And he's protecting the blind side. He's probably also protecting the rest of the team. So what you see is the level of athleticism along with the, you know, 330 pounds and about, you know, 10 or 11% body fat, he's not going to get bull rushed a whole lot. So, you know, guy, I'm not sure I would make that change right now because he's working well at right tackle. Just let him keep getting better. And if you get Bushrod back or whatever, you don't start scrambling things and start treating it like preseason. But there's another position where he's actually maybe even performed, I'm not sure, better than they expected, but certainly better than I think a lot of people might have expected.
John, I don't really know what this team is going to be or, frankly, what it is, but I will thank the Chicago Bears and John Fox and his lieutenants for at least achieving in the last couple weeks a level of interest from my part. I mean, I was jumping up and down in front of the TV like a maniac meatball fan, and if they've salvaged this season as something interesting and watchable, I think that's a hell of an achievement considering their level of talent.
Yeah. No, I do too, and the talent is, you know, can be debated, but one of the things that I think is really happening, don't you get the sense with this team, it's the kind of team that is really going to appeal to Chicago. They want try-hard guys, and so they happen to also be incredibly good, that's so much better, but I think the kind of effort that you see out of a McPhee or a Kyle Long or a Jarvis Jenkins or Acho or these kind of guys, this team is going to be fun to watch. A team that never quits, first of all, it's like betting on a horse. I will always bet horses that finish strong. That way you feel like you've always got a chance. I think there's just something going on that's going to be appealing about this team, as well as I think they're going to get progressively better as the season goes on. I'm still not ruling out my 10-win season.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I knew you wouldn't, but I would say as we let you go that I think once the Cubs are over, then people will rediscover the Bears and find something to love. I think that's probably probably the point there where they're quite not there. But I agree with you. I think there's, if they continue to play at this level, just at the level yesterday, which is fine. And I don't know if Kansas City's any good or not. Sure, they didn't look very good yesterday, and Alex Smith sucks. But maybe they made him look that way. But I see no reason why they don't come damn close to 500. See, I'm telling you, right? Damn close to 500 with this team. I'm not going to.
I don't think anybody other than the Packers and the Broncos that you're just going to say, "Oh boy, that can have a hard time getting by there." I hope they survive. And they've already done a little more than survive against Green Bay the first time. Now, I think there's the arrow is pointing up. In fact, I had them 2-3 at this point. I actually had them losing to the Lions, which I don't think I'm certainly not going to stay with that pick. So if they're not 3-3, and by the way, don't you feel like Matthew Stafford is kind of like the pocket Cutler? I think Cutler might have moved beyond Matthew Stafford as far as you know, turnovers and so forth. But there's just something. There's a screw loose over in Detroit somewhere.
There is. You're right. All right, Moon, as always, we appreciate it, and we love you, my friend.
Guys, we'll see you down the road.
You got it.
John Moon Mullen on Twitter, at CSN Moon Mullen, has been our guest on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Your weekend kicks off with Thursday Night Football on CBS2 and NFL Network. This time, it's the Falcons taking on the Saints for some primetime action. Who will come out on top? Football starts here, Thursday night on CBS and NFL Network.
Hey, fantasy football fans, it's Chris Tannehill here for DraftKings.com. You know, your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong. Maybe you got the 72 Dolphins watching all your matchups, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test each and every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are absolutely no season-long commitments. You got an injured player? No problem, because it's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And check this out. DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. That means you could turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. All you got to do is this. Listen up. Pick your players. Pile up the points and then pick up your cash. That's it. I'm telling you, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use my promo code Chicago and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicaid.